Based on talent and game film alone, there's no question Washington cornerback Marcus Peters would be drafted in the first round. But it's not that simple. There are significant character questions stemming from a suspension from the Huskies last season that eventually became a complete dismissal from the team for various run-ins and disagreements with Washington's new coaching staff. In order to be drafted where his talent would dictate, Peters needs to show NFL teams something more.
That I just learned from my mistakes. You know, I made some immature decisions at the University of Washington. It hurt me truly, you know. So I just got to learn from my mistakes and I grow from them. Am I a hothead? No, which is false, you know. I made some immature decisions and I live from them and I learn from them, you know, and I grow as a man.
Peters' vow of maturity may be more than just lip service. Last fall, his son Carson was born, an event he says humbled him and changed his perspective. He also has since reconciled with the Washington coaching staff, leading to Peters being allowed to participate in Washington's Pro Day. A lifelong admirer and now acquaintance of fellow Oakland native Marshawn Lynch, Peters keeps his relationship with Lynch private, but he believes he can use a physical style to be a high-impact pro, much like the star running back.
You know, it's a lot of guys in the league that, you know, that receives the repetition of grabby, you know, but you just got to learn how to be physical and do it at the right time, you know. They give you a certain amount of yardage that you can be so physical with, and other than that, you just shadow and you play the ball. I bring a shutdown mentality to the game. No, I'm a ball hawk. No, I'm a team player.
The bottom line is Peters has another opportunity after having the game taken away from him, and he's determined not to waste it.
I never feared I lost my chance, you know. It's a lot of people that go out that make mistakes, you know. And, you know, I'm blessed to have a second chance, you know, with me to be able to be at the combine. And, you know, I go in these interviews and I go and I accept full responsibility for what has happened. And, you know, and I just take full ownership for it. I live and I learn from it, you know. There's going to be some things that isn't going to go right, you know. But I have went through one of the worst things that can happen to me in life. You know, I got kicked off my team. I wasn't able to finish off my college career with my teammates, you know. And I own up to that and I man up to that and I just move forward.